Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Private property is one of the cornerstones of American law. John Adams recognized this when he said, "The moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God, and that there is not a force of law and public justice to protect it, anarchy and tyranny commence. If thou shalt not covet, and thou shalt not steal, were not commandments of heaven, they must be made inviolable precepts in every society before it can be civilized or made free." The U.S. Constitution says that the government can take your private property only for public use. That means for such things as a courthouse or a public transit system. Unfortunately, in the 1950s, the Supreme Court handed down a decision that okayed the idea that local governments could use the power of eminent domain to take private property not for public use, but for the benefit of private developers. Soon, state court judges got the idea that they too could be judicial supremacists, just like federal judges, and hundreds of these so-called takings were approved by judges all over the country. Private property rights are one of the topics you will find interesting to discuss if you form a local study group on judicial reform. American citizens care about the right of private property. You need to know what the U.S. Constitution really says, and you need to understand the vocabulary used about property rights, such as the words public use, takings, and eminent domain. Everybody was hoping the Supreme Court last year would remedy its earlier mistake and reaffirm the right of private property. But the High Court didn't do that. Instead, in the now famous Kelo case last summer, the Supreme Court changed the words public use in the Constitution to public purpose and then gave purpose a very broad definition. Property issues are important to everyone, and you can address them when you start or join a study group on judicial reform.
You can be part of a grassroots campaign to stop the mistakes of activist judges. Contact Eagle Forum and say, "Yes, I will start a study group on judicial reform." We'll send you a study guide and a free copy of Phyllis Schlafly's new book on the tyranny of judges if you send your commitment by mail to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says everybody is ignorant, only on different subjects, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. You know, they tell us that figures don't lie, but liars certainly can figure. And I keep hearing from Washington and from the news media what a great economy we have, and for the life of me, I can't exceed that. I'm looking here at the Bureau of Labor Statistics payroll jobs report. It came out back first part of May, and it says the economy created 131,000 private sector jobs in April. Construction added 10,000 jobs. Natural resources, mining and logging added 8,000 jobs. And manufacturing added 19,000 jobs. But despite all this, the economy still has 10,000 fewer manufacturing jobs than it did last year at this time. According to Paul Craig Roberts, and he was Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan, he says most of the April job gain, 72%, is in domestic services, with education and health services following close behind. He goes on to say that the unemployment rate is low because millions of workers have dropped out of the workforce or not counted as unemployed. In 2005, the United States had a current account deficit in excess of $800 billion. That means Americans consumed $800 billion more goods and services than they produced. Robert says as more jobs in manufacturing are moved offshore, Americans become more dependent on foreign-made goods. This year, the deficit could reach $1 trillion. The United States pays its current account deficit by giving up ownership of its existing assets or wealth. He says foreigners don't simply hold that $800 billion in cash. They use it to acquire U.S. equities. They buy real estate, bonds, buy entire companies here in the United States. He goes on to say that the federal budget is also in the red to the tune of about $400 billion. As Americans have ceased to save, the federal government is dependent upon foreigners who lend it the money to operate. American consumers are so heavily indebted, says Roberts, that the growth of consumer debt is what has been fueling the economy. Now, Wall Street Journal just came out with an article June 21st, and Wall Street says the U.S. savings rate has fallen sharply since the mid-1980s. In fact, last year, it was negative for the first time since 1933. Now, for those of you that weren't around in 1933, I was. I was a yearling back in those days, and I remember very well people didn't have any money to save, all right? He says, our incomes have climbed at a healthy clip over the years, easily outstripping growth in spending on key items like food and clothing, yet we're not saving anything. The Bilderberg Group just recently met in Canada, and the Bilderbergers said this. They expect interest rates to rise and many Americans to lose their homes in the months ahead. Timothy Geithner was president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. He predicted rising interest rates and difficulties for families that have obtained adjustable rate mortgages. Many are likely to lose their homes as rising home mortgage rates add hundreds of dollars to their monthly payments. While most listen solemnly, now these are the Bilderbergs, most of the Bilderbergs listen solemnly and some expressed concern, one was heard to say, "Stupid Americans deserve their fate." Many Americans, especially young families, have been buying expensive homes at low but variable interest rates. Others have been paying just the interest owed on their homes and not the principal. Some have paid little or nothing down. Some institutions lend buyers the down payment. Now, Andrew Gross has an article out, and he's the author of Secret World of Money. He says, "We all know gas prices went up, but are you ready for a series of price hikes which will soon add an additional 10 to 20% to the retail cost of everything from Barbie dolls to plasma TVs?" He says, "By Christmas, we'll see higher prices on all goods imported from China and Japan. Higher fuel costs combined with a recent G7 decision to let the value of Asian currencies rise and the value of the U.S. dollar decline will raise prices at the retail level." The G7, the world's seven most economically powerful nations, the group's decision to increase the value of Asian currency was made in hopes that the United States would slow importation of Asian products due to higher prices for those products. The G7's decision not only affects Americans at the cash register, but Americans that have money. They have dollars in the bank in the form of CDs or savings accounts. They're going to see the buying power of those dollars evaporate by 10 to 20%, and he says it's going to happen by Christmas. David Kidd came out with an interesting article. She says the first quarter of 2006, home foreclosures up 72% from last year. She goes on to say that the credit card debt for every American household is now $9,000. And climbing. She goes on to tell us that the destruction of our major job sector that's made America the greatest, wealthiest nation on earth, and she starts out with agriculture, then goes to manufacturing and industrial jobs, and we all know what the job situation is and what the agricultural situation is. She says agriculture, manufacturing, and industrial jobs have been shipped to communist countries like China. She says, all that's left here is just service-oriented, like fast food, entertainment, and minimum-wage jobs. The balance of the jobs are for medical, prison, and pushing paper for foreign governments. She says, when Americans reach the point when they don't have any credit left on their cards and no disposable cash, they're forced to give up trips to theme parks and vacations. A country that produces nothing cannot sustain itself because it then becomes dependent upon foreign nations to supply what used to be produced at home. Yet we are told that we continue to have a growing economy, low unemployment, and a bright future. She says the Fed will raise interest rates to keep inflation in check and slow down the economy. She goes on to say, slow down the economy? Huh. Why do we want to slow down the economy? That's what keeps Americans working and spending. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Talking today about the economy and how we keep hearing from Washington, what a great and wonderful economy we have, more jobs, people working, hey, everything's up and going. The Fed has to raise interest rates to make sure that Americans are still going to save some money. And anyway, I'm looking at this article from D.V. Kidd, and she says the American people are going to be shocked into a comatose state because they don't have the understanding to prepare for what's coming. And she predicts a looming financial catastrophe by 2008. She says it can't be stopped. She calls it financial Armageddon. She says 1929 it'll be much like 1929, except on a much grander scale. And then she goes on and talks more detail about the illegal aliens sending $60 billion a day down to their homeland, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Greg Smith is with me today, and many times when Greg has been on the air, and we talk about this sort of thing, I keep hearing people say, oh, my goodness, he says you're using scare tactics. You're crying wolf, wolf. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think we're crying wolf, wolf. I think the facts and figures that I just gave you are on the up and up. It looks to me like this is exactly what is happening here in this country. And I'll ask Craig Smith, who is president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com. Craig, what do you think?
Well, I think your facts are and your statistics and data, Derry, are right on the button. I mean, you know, everything that you just shared with your audience is not a question of conjecture. It's reality. And as I was listening to your intro, I sat here, and I hope you don't get mad at me saying this, Derry, okay?
I wouldn't get mad at you, Craig.
Well, you know, we've known each other for quite some time. You know, all this is good news to me, Derry. It's not bad news at all to me. I mean, and I know this. People are going to think this is a shameless plug for my product, but
I was going to say, now, I'm not going to get mad at you, but there's some folks out there that will.
Well, but the point is I'm sitting in gold. You know, you are sitting in gold. I mean, I don't know how much I can say about you personally, but Derry, there are some things that you have that have doubled You probably don't even know about it because you put it away. You forget that you own it. It's part of your long-term plan. It's part of the security and insurance that you have on your personal financial well-being. And people have to understand that what is occurring, Derry, has happened before in history to other countries. And whenever you expand the money like we have expanded it and the debt like we've expanded it, all it means is sooner or later the air will be let out of the balloon, currencies will be devalued like we've seen happen since early 1970 when Nixon closed the gold window. That's why a new house costs $200,000 to $300,000 a day that used to be $25,000. And this is a very predictable, very understandable thing. The only thing I would take issue with in what you said, and I have great respect for D.V. Kidd, but I think the analogies of 1929 and the coming collapse are very overplayed. I don't think they're applicable because in 1929 you had a dollar that was backed by gold. So therefore the government recalled gold. It gave them the ability to print money to get us out of the Depression. That won't be the case this time. Our dollar is backed by nothing. It's an IOU nothing. And we have a printing press, and we have a government that is willing to print trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars.
And we're going to have to take a break.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
KUVAN Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
And we have returned visiting today with Craig Smith. Craig is president and CEO of Swiss America. Craig, going into the commercial break, and it slipped up on us there in a quick time. But anyway, you were talking about how the difference between now and in 1929, you said back in then the dollar was still backed by gold. Today the government has printing presses, and they're willing to print trillions and trillions of dollars. But is that good?
Well, it's not good. Well, it's good for the government. It's not particularly good for the citizens. I mean, you know, what we've had, Darian, what we've experienced recently is nothing but a scenario of easy money. I mean, the European Union money supply grew at 8.8% last year. The British money supply grew at, I think it was somewhere around 13%. I mean, if you look throughout the world, when you have economies like China that's expanding at 10.3% and the United States at 5.6%, I mean, you have this insatiable appetite for credit and for money, and we've seemed to have accommodated the world. Most people don't realize, Derry, that since 1985, it's an interesting statistic I saw this morning, since 1985, just 21 years ago, we have an accumulated trade deficit of $5.7 trillion dollars. And we wonder why all these foreign countries are holding so much of our debt. And you said in your intro, you know, we have all the service jobs. We've lost all the manufacturing jobs. We become an, you know, an importer of goods, not an exporter of goods. And all that means is that there will come a day of reckoning. But it will be a different reckoning than 1929.
What do you expect? 1929,
people were willing to stand in bread lines and take care of their fellow citizen. I think it'll become a very dog-eat-dog situation with hyperinflation hitting us, very similar to Weimar Germany. And that's when people are going to really have wished they got away from this debt and dollar syndrome and had bought things of real value like gold, commodity, real estate, those type of things.
Well, now, you mentioned real estate, and you and I both, we have a lot in common. We both went through the 1980s when interest had been 5 and 6% and went to 20%.
I paid 22% on one particular loan.
I think the most I ever paid was 18 point something. But still, you know, when you can't pay that kind of interest and survive, and we barely did survive. But the point is, we have people today that have built these luxurious homes and financed them, then they refinanced them. I just used to squirm every time that little fat guy would come on and just lose another and lose another loan to dotech.com, you know.
Right. Well, and you know, Derry, you bring up a very important point. We are using the equity, or we have used the equity in our homes as a piggy bank to be able to fuel a lifestyle that is A, unsustainable, and B, very unrealistic. You know, you want a new car, go tap your house. I mean, I know a friend who just recently bought a boat, so he took the money out of his home. You know, we can do that for some period of time as long as we have income substantial enough to service the debt. But the minute that income drops below your debt service, then you're in trouble. And look, I, again, forgive me if it sounds cynical, Derry. I'm not too concerned about things for myself personally. Am I concerned about things for us as a nation? Yes. But I think that more and more people, evidenced by the gold mutual funds, the ETFs, the articles you see in the Wall Street Journal, the increase in gold we've seen, more and more people are starting to put a portion of their money away in gold. And as a direct result of that, there are going to be many people that prosper during these difficult times. It's not going to be a negative. So
well, there was a lot of people prospered during the dirty 30s.
Absolutely. I mean look at guys like
a lot of millionaires were made, but they did it at other people's expense.
Well, yes and no. I mean, yes, some people were profiteers. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I mean, they had loan money. Let me give you some good examples. They had, and they were doing the right thing. They had loan money to farmers, and I grew up in a farming community. But the bank was going to foreclose on the farmer, and they'd come to somebody that had some money and say, you know, could you pay my mortgage off and let me loan me? Well, anyway, they would help these people out. And then they still couldn't get paid off, and they ended up owning the farm.
Sure, and that's like many guys like Harry Helmsley had huge positions of gold that were able to be used to buy office buildings at pennies on the dollar.
Right.
And built a huge financial empire that we know, you know, Leona Helmsley's the famous name, the Park Lane Hotel, you know, many of the major hotels in New York. So there will be wealth created during this next bust, Derry. And look, we will have another bust. I mean, we're way overdue for a major correction bust, call it what you want to call it. We can't keep expanding money the way we've been doing it without it being squeezed out somewhere. And quite frankly, Derry, it's being squeezed out in the devaluing dollar. We just don't see it because it's very slow.
I've had Devi on the show numerous times. I always enjoy her. She's a fun lady to have on the air. But wonder why, I need to call her, I guess. Wonder why she has come up with this 2008 thing.
You know, I don't know. I have a great amount of respect for Devi. She's a very bright woman. And I can assure you, if she's put a date certain to it, she's got data and statistics to back up her reasoning behind it, because Devi does not shoot from the hip. She does research. She's very well thought out. And look, I've got predictions on my desk right now from guys like James Turk, who's suggesting gold will be $8,000 an ounce in the future. He's predicting $1,000 by the end of this year. And these are not crackpot people, you know, conspiracy nuts. I mean, these are smart, well-thought-out people that see the writing on the wall. And I concur with a lot of it, Derry.
Craig, I owe our stations a 10-second break. And it doesn't come up for about another, what, another 10 seconds, something like that.
GaryBradfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. For years, you've heard me on the Derry Brownfield Show discussing everything from geopolitics to economics to just everyday common sense, part of the Common Sense Coalition. Well, today I have some very interesting news. We just did a 2006 year-to-date investment scorecard where we compared the NASDAQ and the Dow and the S&P and real estate and oil and all the other major commodities. Guess what? Number one winner so far in 2006 is silver bullion with a 28% increase. Number two, gold bullion with a 20% increase. Crude oil with a 13% increase. Do you wonder where your investments fall in that investment scorecard? Well, if you pick up a phone and call 800-289-2646, that's 1-800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com, you can find out where your investments rank in the 2006 investment scorecard. We've been doing this for 20 years, comparing the various investments around the world and domestically for years now. And there are plenty of times, like in the late 90s, when the Dow was soaring and the NASDAQ was soaring, that were the number one winners. But that's changed quite dramatically over the last couple of years. In our new newsletter, The Rule of Gold, we will discuss why all these changes are occurring. How can continued expansions of money supplies withstand the test of time? You know, most people that I know have worked awful hard to acquire the wealth that they have gotten. Can you afford to allow the stroke of a government pen to wipe that out? Can we afford to let a Social Security or Medicare crisis take away your hard-earned money? With one simple phone call, we can equip you with the information that will help you make very important decisions. Why not call today 800-289-2646 and get a free copy of our newsletter, The Rule of Gold, or maybe a copy of our new investment scorecard. From 2001 to 2006, when you look at it in those terms, boy oh boy, we can show you some exciting places to be involved. Now look, we believe that education is the key. We put together an extensive website at SwissAmerica.com for those people who have web access. Or, if you're like me, I like the internet, but I like speaking to a human being, pick up a phone and call 800-289-2646. If you're in the car or on the tractor, don't have a way to write it down, just remember 800-BUY-COIN, B-U-Y-C-O-I-N. Ask for the 2006 investment scorecard and your complimentary copy of The Rule of Gold. We can help you prepare for the future so that the bad news becomes good news in your world.
And we have returned. Craig, you mentioned going into the commercial break that oil was up, I believe you said 13%, but you did say silver was up 28%.
Right. That's from January 1st of 2006 to the end of June.
Now, yet we keep hearing, and they are beginning, they, meaning the feds and the politicians, beginning to talk about, oh, we just have slight inflation. It's not all that much. Are the feds going to continue to increase the interest rates, do you think?
Well, Derry, that's a great question. You know, if I could answer that, I could probably retire. I can tell you this. We've had, what, 16, 17, 18 Fed increases?
17. This was a 17th one.
Okay. It hasn't staved off inflation yet. Apparently, every increase has done nothing to stop core rates. Core rates are up dramatically. And if you've noticed, the rhetoric has changed out of Washington. They no longer say we don't have inflation. They say we have moderate increases in the core rates of inflation. If you look at the top line, you know, the gross number, clearly inflation is back. Even the core rate, excluding food and energy, which you and I laugh about because I know nobody that doesn't eat and doesn't drive a car, but or affected some way by transportation. But even the core rates are going up, Derry. And look, this is not news to economists. You can't, I mean, Derry, for Pete's sakes, they're putting 1,000 cars a month on the road in Beijing, or excuse me, 1,000 cars a day on the road in Beijing right now. I mean, they're sucking up TVs and air conditioners and refrigerators. I mean, all this means huge increases in their usage of energy. That's what's got oil that hit the high the other day of $75, $78 a barrel, and I'm predicting $100 a barrel sometime this year before December 31st. These increases are not surprises to people that follow this stuff, and that's why you've seen gold go from $271 an ounce clear up to $725 an ounce. It corrected back down to where it is now, $634, and will soon resume its rise up. Markets go up, and look, if you see any market that goes straight up, Derry, it will ultimately go straight down. NASDAQ's a perfect example. But with gold, you've seen it go up, you've seen it come back, you've seen it go up a little more, you've seen it come back, and that's why you have very solid predictions of $1,000 an ounce by the end of 2006. Now, am I suggesting that people buy gold because you can make a lot of money? No. I'm suggesting you buy it for insurance against everything else that you have. I mean, there ain't nobody listening to this program would think to not have car insurance when they're out driving their car. But yet very few people have wealth insurance. But the good news is more and more people are doing it every single day, and that's why you've seen such a high rate of consumption on gold. I mean, the Chinese are buying gold, the Russians are buying gold. I know I sound like a broken record, Derry, but there's one thing about truth in economics. It never changes, and the truths that worked 100 years ago are still working today.
You know, I was looking at this one particular article from the fellow that wrote The Secret World of Money, but he says the G7... the G7's decision not only affects Americans at the cash register, but Americans with dollars in the bank in the form of CDs and savings accounts. He says they're going to drop 10 to 20% by the end of the year.
And I think that that's a fair prediction. If you look at the people that are suggesting gold's going to rise, everybody is very pessimistic about the value of the U.S. dollar. When you look at it against the yen, the euro, the German mark, the British pound, you'll see certain days it's up against the yen, down against the euro. Then other days it's up against the euro, down against the yen. The dollar can't seem to get any direction other than down. Now, I want to remind your listeners of this. This all has all happened throughout the last 20 years, but it's accelerated recently. The first Secretary of Treasury under George Bush, O'Neill, said, we're going to maintain a strong dollar policy. The dollar dropped. Then John Snow came in. We're going to maintain a strong dollar policy. Then the dollars dropped. Now we've got Hank Paulson in there, and he's saying, we're going to maintain a strong dollar policy. No matter what the White House says right now, the world is not going to trust the dollar because it cannot trust a government and a Federal Reserve that is willing to print any amount of money for any given circumstance on any time of the day. And the world is excuse the expression, is hip to that now, Derry, and they're not going to play that game anymore.
Okay, this article goes on to say that the recent G7 decision to let the value of Asian currencies rise and the value of the U.S. dollar decline. And it goes on to tell about how it's going to raise prices at the stores, and we're going to see the savings accounts drop 10 to 20%. But what does the G7, how do they make that decision? How can they make these things happen?
Well, the G7, you know, that's representative of seven of the wealthiest nations of the world, the most financially secure nations in the world, setting policy. People have to understand, presidents and world leaders do nothing to increase economies or decrease economies. All they do is create an environment in which economies can flourish or economies are panicked. For example, if tomorrow Iraq was over, you'd see huge increases in the Dow because the confidence would be back that there wouldn't be an increased spending or threats of terrorism or what have you. And that's what we've got to come to grips with. Governments never create economies. They just create conditions in which economies can flourish. And, Derry, let's be honest about it. I mean, my heavens, if you just landed on this planet tomorrow, you'd think World War III just started. We're in Iraq. We're in Afghanistan. We've got threats from Ahmadinejad in Iran. You've got North Koreans with 6 to 10 nuclear devices testing missiles. You just had 7 trains blown up in Bombay today. I mean, you got Islamic terrorism rising all over the world. I mean, you think, my goodness, this is the start of World War III. Because of that, the economies are very tenuous right now. Yes, there's been a lot of growth. Yes, there's been a lot of expansion. Yes, people have had a lot of wealth. But people are very nervous because you let any one world event trigger a crack of confidence. And next thing you know, these economies go right in the toilet, Derry.
You know, it's been several years ago, and I think gas was probably going up towards $2 a gallon, something like that. And you were on the air with me on this particular show, and you said, it's just starting to rise. We're going to see $3 gas in the very near future. Do you remember that?
Sure do.
And people, you know, we kind of shook our heads. Oh, it can't go to $3. What are you predicting gas to do to now?
Well, I'm paying in Southern California, where I am today, $3.65 a gallon for gas. Nation average is $2.98 right at the moment. There are plenty of areas that are well over $3. I think by the end of the year, $3.50 as a national average is a very realistic number. I mean, heck, wholesale price on gas is $2.20 a gallon. We don't have all the refining capacity back yet from Katrina and Rita. Lord help us if we have a difficult hurricane season this year. Plus, we have other countries that are desperate for refined product. I mean, the big issue is not crude. I mean, look, the EIA numbers show that there's plenty of crude out there. The problem is refining the crude and getting it into usable product. And so I think $3.50 as a national average is very realistic by the end of the year. In areas of the country, that'll set prices clear near $4 a gallon.
Let's go to the telephones. Tim, hi, you're on the air, Tim.
Good morning, Deavy.
Yeah, what's happening?
You and Craig are talking about this. Craig's saying more about a coming depression. I have been to several banks and talked to people at the different banks and asked them, are we, some of the things they would do to my accounts and stuff like that make me, it's just obvious that they're moving us into a cashless society. Do you think that an upcoming depression, so to speak, or crash of the dollar, that seems like a real easy way to move the country into a cashless society? Can you see that?
Well, Tim, let me first clarify. I'm not suggesting a depression. I'm suggesting a long-term devaluation, which is just a continuation of what we've seen since 1972. But to answer your question, we've been on a cashless society for all intents and purposes since 1985. Very few people that I know, they might keep a few dollars in their pocket as pocket change, but they use their credit cards, they use their debit cards. Most people put a check in the bank, they write checks. I mean, it's all cashless now anyway. I mean, the days of taking your paycheck and turning in $100 bills or $20 bills and paying your bills are way behind us. So I think that's the case. And do I think that the world will ultimately move to a cashless society? Yes. That's why I believe you're seeing nations like China increase currency reserves in the form of gold by 2.4% of their holdings. That's why Russia bought $60 billion worth of gold yesterday. I mean, it'd take me 20 minutes to give you the list of all the countries that are going back into gold, because they realize that if they're ever going to emerge with a currency that will compete on an international basis, there's going to have to be something behind that currency. Now, the good news is this may just prompt the world to go back to an honest money system, because if the devaluation is such that no currency has any value, if any currency emerges from that with a value, it's going to rule the world. That's why I'm very concerned about the gold dinar coming out of the Middle East from Islamic countries. I mean, look, we can't lose sight of the fact that Islamic terrorists and Islamic fundamentalists want to rule the world. They believe the Ottoman Empire should be revived and be brought back to world dominance.
We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Craig, let's go back to the telephones. Freddie in Montana. Hi, Freddie. You're on the air.
Yeah. Oh, I like Craig to comment on the action that was taken by the Reagan administration in the mid-'80s where he disallowed the write-off of credit on your federal taxes and also removed the 12% cap. That would be the whole question I have.
Well, the interest rate deductions obviously fueled a lot of the boom in the real estate industry. And, of course, some could suggest that the caps and what have you created the real estate slowdown that we saw in the late 80s. I think a lot of that is for the history books to tell us, Freddie. You know, I don't really particularly believe that presidents, and as I said before, really affect economies as much as maybe the Secretary of the Treasury does and clearly the Federal Reserve Chairman. I do think, however, that presidents can create environments in which economies are terrified to move forward or economies are willing to take risks. I mean, you know, capital is an interesting item. You know, capital looks for the best return in the safest environment, and capital is averse to risk. I mean, these big major corporations, billion-dollar corporations, have risk managers that look at where the risks are and try to avoid them. So I don't think you're going to see any major changes from our federal government in creating. I mean, it's like today, President Bush, you know, addressing this group of people saying, you know, how the deficits now are not $432 billion, only going to be $296 billion, and, you know, things are better and unemployment's great. And like Derry said, you know, if you listen to that, it seems like everything's just great. But what you forget is that your dollar that we're denominating everything in is dropping precipitously. We've lost 30% over the last couple of years against foreign currencies, and ultimately domestic devaluation of currencies have international implications, and I think we're seeing that around the world.
You know, you look at the T-bills in China, and Japan has bought a high percentage. They claim about 50% of our national debt is owned now by these Asian countries. And all right, I don't know what a T-bill is paying now. What is it, 4 or 5%, something?
Yeah,
like that?
I think a 10-year bill is 5.12% or
okay.
something.
Okay,
like
say 5 or 6% even.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and if what we're saying here is right, that the dollar is going to be devalued 10 to 20%. Hey, you'd have to have 10 to 20% interest to just make up for to get your money back out that what you put in when you bought the T-bill.
You're exactly correct.
Okay, well, what's Japan and China going to do? Are they going to sit there and watch their money just disappear?
Well, no. We've seen Japan drain a lot of liquidity out of their markets recently, and you're starting to see. You got to remember, Japan had technically negative interest rates. I mean, now you're seeing interest rates starting to rise in Japan as well. And you know, currency is an interesting phenomenon, Derry. I mean, you know, currency's values are really predicated on those economies' strengths and weaknesses. I think that for me to tell you that I have a crystal ball and can tell you how the world's going to operate, I think would be foolish. But I can tell you this. There has been a long-term systematic devaluation of any currency that did not have something of substance that backed it. You cannot just take an IOU nothing and have it have value.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, and bred heifer and bull sale this coming Saturday, July the 15th. Now, Wendell's expecting up to 600 head, including one complete dispersal of 125 fancy black and black baldy and red white-faced cows. Now, they're bred to calve this fall. Edward Farms is losing the pasture these cows have been running on. He'll be selling all of them, mostly 3 to 7 year olds bred to registered Angus bulls. Then Broken Heart Ranch will be in with a 50-head string of black and black baldies. They have 200 to 300-pound calves, but their sides, Kissinger Farm, will be offering 110 head. They have calves on the ground as well. Tompkins Farms will be in with 75 head of fall calvers. Ben Noble will be selling 50 head cows bred to Angus and Charley bulls to calve this fall. And Lee Wood will be selling about a 30 head string of fall calvers. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments we have for this special cow, cow-calf sale and bred heifer sale that will be coming up this Saturday, July the 15th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
The home stretch, we have several callers. Let's try to get to as many as we possibly can. Bob in Illinois. Hi, Bob. You're up next.
Hi, thank you. Come January 2010, when the Amero dollar goes into effect, what's going to happen to the price of gold then? Is it going to be cut in half? The American.
No,
One question. Go ahead.
I don't think so. I'm not too sure how successful the Amero dollar will be. If it does come into full fruition, I believe that people are looking for things of true value and not newfangled forms of money. You know, I was thinking about this on the break, Derry. When you talk about paper currencies, You have to think about it in terms of a stock. Let's take a share of say IBM. An IBM share of paper is worth what IBM can make, you know, what people think IBM can make in profits, or if they're not making any money, what their assets are worth, what their buildings and their equipment and so on and so forth are worth. If somebody sells all what equipment and assets out from underneath IBM, your piece of paper is worthless. You might not know it, but it's worthless. That's the same thing with currencies, and that's why I think you're seeing this move of new inventions like the Amero or new inventions like the gold dinar. But if you look throughout history, only currencies that are backed with true value survive. They either have to be backed with natural resources, oil, gas, gold, copper, aluminum, so on and so forth, or the ability of a country to only spend what they make and have a good, strong economy. That's not the case in America. It's not the case in the world. We're living in excess right now, and sooner or later that excess has to be squeezed out. That's what depressions are all about. This time I happen to believe it's going to be an international currency devaluations with the dollar leading the charge.
Okay, let's go to Jim in Missouri. Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you very much, Derry. Is gold a commodity?
It's a great question. Apparently, it's, you know, people ask me, is it a commodity or is it money? And gold, when you think about it, if you look at it from a historical perspective, Jim, gold has always been looked at as money. And what makes it money? Because it's scarce. It's divisible. It's portable. It has a store of value. I mean, there is a criteria that you have to match in order to have something become money. So is it a commodity? Well, it's traded like a commodity. But at the end of the day, if you look at it in historic perspective, gold has always been the ultimate money. There's only one group of people in the world that don't consider gold money, and that's international bankers, because they can't create it out of thin air, nor can they manipulate or corrupt the value of it for any long period of time.
The reason I asked the question was because they, it seems to me like different people are trying to control the price of oil. I mean, the fact that Iran does this or Korea does that, and zoom, the oil goes up. So I was wondering if this, as a commodity, could be controlled the same way.
You know, there's a lot of conjecture about, you know, how computers will change the price of gold because we can find gold easier and mine it easier and so on and so forth. I'm so positive on rare coins versus gold bullion per se, but I think gold is ultimately money, and I think that in a crisis, people are going to turn to gold. They always have in the past. I see no reason for that to change.
Let me interject something here, if I may. But gold was up to $725.
Right.
And you mentioned, you know, it needs to fluctuate a little bit as it goes up. It should come down some. But it came down $150 an ounce, which surprised me. Was there intervention by the money lenders? Can they manipulate that price?
No, I think it was just hot money leaving the market, Derry. You know, a lot of people made a lot of money on gold in a very short period of time, and people take profits off the table. But keep in mind, Derry, it dropped $150, but then it came right back up another $60, and now you have it at $635. Gold's up another $10 today. Platinum's up $25 today. It's up to $1,235 again. So to answer your question, you need to see corrections. I think you have way more net holders of gold right now than you have of sellers of gold, and that's why I think 840 by the end of the year is absolute assured number, and maybe as high as $1,000.
And we're out of time. We're going to not have time for our regular close. Craig, it's always a pleasure to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. And we will turn the program over to Happy Trail.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.